education could be, I suppose, considered as the building blocks of life. It's things you learn through school, college, and university, friendships you make, socialising. It really is hugely important to a person's growth and development. Recently, RNIB Scotland was communicating with local authorities and now the Scottish Government as well. And it's all around funding for support needs for visually impaired children. Anne-Marie Fleming is with us from RNIB Scotland. Is this an increase in funding, or is it more support in general to help visually impaired children in education?
Well, the last time we spoke, Alan, we spoke about a letter that we had sent out to local authorities asking them to look at and consider their funding of additional support for learning. We have recently completed our response to a review that was set up by the government to look at additional support for learning. What we're asking now is them to consider the support that's out there for blind and partially sighted young people in schools and to really consider the attainment gap. We have shown from figures that children who are blind or partially sighted come out of leave school with less qualifications in general than those who do not have vision impairment or do not have additional support needs.
Is this for mainstream schooling or is this specialist schooling as well?
Well, in Scotland, there is the presumption of mainstreaming. So the majority of young people do attend their local school. So they're in mainstream provision. And we really want the government to look at the provision that is there through looking at the range or the number of qualified teachers of those with vision impairment that are there to provide the support needed for the young people in schools and also support to teachers in schools to help them support young people to access the curriculum.
Do the teachers have support workers there, or do they have to do this QTVI, Qualified Teacher for Visual Impairment course as well?
Well, the role of the qualified teacher in schools is to help by producing some of the material that are required, whether that be large print, braille, etc., but also to support the teachers in how to adapt the curriculum to allow access to their subject. The other thing that we've got to consider is that children with vision impairment need additional learning, if you like, around things like socialisation, mobility, independent living skills that is much more difficult for them to acquire. They don't just naturally acquire it as sighted children do. So we have to consider the input from a habilitation specialist as well regarding the mobility and independent living skills. So the QTVI can support this, but they can't always do that. So we need additional habilitation specialists trained in supporting young people to develop their independence, to help them with their mobility, help them with just general everyday tasks that they might need additional support with. They need much more help around socialisation because it's much more difficult for them to sometimes access after school clubs, lunchtime clubs, etc. What do they do with themselves at break and how is that supported? So there's a whole range of additional needs that we have to consider for those who are blind or partially sighted.
Yeah, because you probably just think about in the classroom studying, don't you? You don't think about all the other things which, you know, sighted children pick up on and can do, you know, it's running about the playground and things like that, that many of these visually impaired kids wouldn't be able to do. So what is the commitment that RNIB Scotland is looking for?
Well, we're looking for the government to commit to supporting teachers to become qualified teachers and also perhaps look at an incentive for those teachers who are qualified. If you're a qualified teacher of those with visual impairment and you're not in a promoted post, there is no financial incentive to be there to do that. Your role is slightly different. There are legal criteria set out that those who are employed to teach those who are blind or partially sighted within 5 years have got to begin the study to become qualified teachers. So there is an incentive that if they're employed to teach blind and partially sighted children that they will become qualified. But that isn't followed up by financial support or time out of school in order to undertake that study. So that's what we're pushing the government for. We also want the government to look at the provision of a habilitation specialist or qualified habilitation specialist to be able to deliver the mobility and independent living skills sides of things, which are needed in addition to accessing the curriculum. We have found that some young people are well supported in achieving academic success in some cases, but they do not have the independent living skills to follow that through. so that when they leave school and maybe move on to college or university or employment, they've not got the independent skills to be able to do that.
This will inevitably come down to money as well. Has there been any kind of commitment to put in extra money to alleviate the lack of teachers or improve what's already there?
Well, the government have committed an additional fund to additional support for learning across the board. That is not specifically for VI. They have committed to more pupil support assistance in class. But what we have to remember in that case is that these pupil support assistants need training in how to best support children and young people who are blind or partially sighted or those with other additional needs. And if that training is not there, then they're not actually doing the best job that they could be to support these young people. And that training has to be provided by the qualified teachers and qualified staff.
So how will RNIB Scotland then carry this on? The commitment has been made, but perhaps not as specific as you would like. How do you continue to try and improve things then?
Well, we continue to raise this issue across the board on cross-party groups within Scottish Parliament, on advisory groups, just generally try to raise that awareness within the government for them to understand that this is a need out there. And we're looking at doing research into this and following up on previous research to try and get more actual data to support this.
Anne-Marie, we will continue to follow this, but for the moment, thank you for bringing us up to date on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, thank you very much for asking me.